The next poet this evening is Dino November.
Hello, Dina November. I'd like to thank Jimmy and Joan, thank you. And I'm going to begin. I have four poems, two shorter ones that are from last year and two that I wrote in the past 2 weeks, so we'll see about those. Mr. T, Convention Center, St. Paul, Minnesota, early 90s. My mother didn't prepare me for Mr. T, for the cobalt blue spandex, tight bulge, big package yelled, "Get in the picture, little fool." I held my fist tight against my turtle in a blue pond tee and looked into the Polaroid camera, then looked eye level to Mr. T's big blue bulge. He said, "I like your turtle tee, little girl." Centipedes reached Pennsylvania in 1849 from the south. It is said that centipedes can only discern between light and dark and do not possess true vision. My husband says centipedes are harmless. They do not bite or destroy the home, but they can cause anxiety attacks at 4 a.m. I sit on my corduroy couch, boxer shorts and tank top. I think it's a feather or a stray thread on my upper arm. But then I look down to 15 pairs of coordinated, fast-moving legs, each progressively longer than the pair immediately in front of it, in a wave across my pussy willow wrist tattoo, and I jump up, smack it off two or three times. Its fast, wisp-thin legs slash across the rug. It is said they paralyze their prey, bed bugs, spiders, roaches, termites, ants, and silverfish, and with venom and sting rather than bite. Without hesitation, I slap it repeatedly with a flip-flop, half smash like a green grape, the remaining 11 legs, dental floss thin, some half severed. Feeling out the dangerous air, I whack the flip-flop against the inside of the garbage can and scrape it smooth and clean against the rim. It is said that the life expectancy of a centipede is 3 to 7 years. They are nocturnal, much like me. The male and female circle around each other in a dance before mating. At 3 a.m., after the bars, my husband watches me dance around his chair to the Supremes and Elvis, and I have been known to grab the Hoover and suck up centipedes with attachment hose. In the basement, I have even poured bleach on an older centipede, stuck it in a mop bucket, and watched it crawl out untouched. A wave of moving legs slash under the water heater. I scrape my flip-flops clean and turn off all the lamps, run upstairs, throw my clothes into the garbage, and every itch or twitch of my body sends me smacking centipedes that aren't there. It is said that they require moist microhabitats because they lose water rapidly through the skin. The splatter of water leaking from the ceiling above the stove into three pots and the splash of rain against the red brick of an open chimney keep me awake and searching my body for centipedes. Molly named Dix. Whenever Molly and I went out, so did her past lovers. We'd go out for a smoke, and there they'd be, three or five past fucks. I'd warn, "Don't turn around, Molly." She always turned to pink scarf dick, black dick, limp dick, dead fish dick, action hero children's underwear dick, and emotional mess dick. I know their actual names, but it seemed more comical and mysterious to call them by whatever complaint Molly had with the sex or personality. Eventually, we both forgot their actual names, and we became obsessed with calling them by whatever their dicks did or did not do. They were all past dicks to her. And this is my final poem. I'm going to move this a little. Okay. The day before my sister's wedding, she was in her bed, feverish, telling me, it feels like someone is punching me in the ovaries. My mom says she isn't going to wait in some emergency room all night. At 2 a.m., mom texts, "At Columbia University ER, been waiting 3 hours. My brother and I take the end of June's stifling Washington Heights subway down to the A car. The stairs are in disrepair. Over 20 people disappear in an overcrowded elevator. A few minutes later, the two women-operated elevator returns, and we get in. They make more money than us, my also adjunct brother whispers loudly in the back of the elevator, and I don't feel his hot onion bagel breath because of the intense overpowering heat as we drop down to the subway level and the smell of mildew and hot grease. The standing operator yells, "Get out, please." My brother says, "Thank you for the ride." Walking out, other operator is humming or singing into a small, grimy, rotating fan that's locked in her direction behind a thin wooden barrier. They might make more money, Baruch, but they work in a hot, dirty elevator all day, transporting wacko New Yorkers further down into the germiest inferno. After two stops, we emerge from the subway in front of the ER. My sister was brought here earlier this morning, I tell a younger man behind a marble desk, and he hands me a pass marked visitors in bright orange, points me to a single glass door, and tells me, "Go to station B," even though my sister is in D. Behind that glass door, everyone is losing or gaining some sort of fluid. As I pass patients' open exam curtains, a 30-something black woman is hunched over in a simple armchair, puking into her already full gown alone. Blood flows from hung clear plastic OA and B positive negative bags through tubes to arms, and I can't find my little sister without looking into each open curtain section. Finally, knowing it had to be my sister's, I slide open the only closed curtain. She loved privacy. To find her laughing with a morphine drip, I hold her hand as the petite nurse prepares a penicillin injection for my sister's butt. "She hasn't even given you the shot yet, and you're squeezing my hand." "She hasn't?" my sister asks. The next day, in the bridal suite, a short, sweaty makeup artist applies fake long lashes to my sister's closed eyes. I think she didn't even get her nails done before her wedding. Determined, I grab Wet n Wild's pearl pink and my sister's hand. The makeup artist backs away mid-second lash and tells me two people can't work on the same person at the same time. "What's that, some old wives' tale?" And she says something about multiple people working on the dead in the evil eye. Thanks. And that's the last poem. Before I introduce the next poet, I just wanted to let you know that we have, or I have, the royal we, whatever. Girls with Glasses journal for sale, and one of my anthologies, I Just Hope It's Lethal, over there if you want to buy one. And to introduce them.